Hi there, and welcome to the Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion, where our main aim is education through a conversation. Through our conversations, delve deep into all things related to the tradesperson contracting community, from news to education to industry happenings, helping you do better business while building a better and improved South African tradesmen and women contracting community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation.
A big, warm, hearty welcome to our audience, to you, the listener out there. My name is Willem Klopper. I'm your host. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the concept of time and how successful people seem to use their time better to be more productive and to be more successful. We're talking about time management, using your time effectively. And usually, as usual, for these type of conversations, I have our leadership guru in studio with me, Mr. Anton Venter.
Just before we give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves, have a listen to this. We'd like to remind our audience that this episode is proudly brought to you by Articulated Plumber. This year, various role players in the plumbing industry will gather once more for an ultimate boxing showdown, and it's all in the name of charity.
Yes, the plumbing industry is gearing up for this year's Champions for Charity boxing match.
This white-collar boxing event will ultimately see various average Joes step into the ring and give boxing a bash.
If you want to find out more about sponsorships or want to get involved, please email c4c@pirb.co.za for more.
Anton, thanks a stack for joining me, and a warm welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Willem. Thanks for calling me a leadership guru. That's a huge compliment. Yes, my name is Anton Venter. I am a leadership consultant and a leadership coach, and I'm a developer of people. That's what I do.
Anton, okay, so today we're talking about time and the concept of time. What is time?
Well, Willem, time is our most precious resource, right? That is something that people need to understand. It's the most precious commodity out there. More precious than gold or silver or even water. Yeah. You see, all minerals and water and the elements, they're all part of the current system. And if you use it, it still remains in the system. So if I, for example, use water, eventually that water is going to go back into the system somehow. But with time, once I've used it, it's gone forever.
Yeah.
So it is really something that's extremely limited and extremely precious. And we need to create more of an appreciation for time. So where time itself is defined as the indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future regarded as a whole. Yes, that's a real theoretical.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's like a real textbook definition. And no one would ever understand.
Who defined it? Was that Einstein? Was
it? No, I don't know. That came from Google. So that's a Wikipedia definition. But anyway, basically what time does is it provides a context for the journey of life. So our journey starts when we get born and it ends when we die. And in between, all we have is constant change. Right. So we change from the day we are born right through to the day we are dead. You know, initially it's like all growth and then eventually you reach a point where it becomes decline. But and that really explains time. So time is the context inside which I understand life. So I want you to imagine a chain, right? If I have a long chain here in front of you and you have all these little links connected to each other, then imagine that one link in that chain represents one day, right? Then there's a few things about the chain that I do know. For the first thing is, it's a definite start. So it's a definite day that I was born. Okay. And now each little link represents a day. So there's going to be a definite end to my chain. So it's a definite last day of my life. I know it's there. I just don't know when. Right. It could be tomorrow. Could be today.
Yeah.
Right. I just don't know when I'm going to die. But the fact that I'm going to die is a fact. I'm going to die. Right. Yeah. So what we basically sit with is we sit with this chain, and every single day I pass another link in the chain. So my chain becomes longer from when I was born. That is called age or experience. But what happens now is on the other end, every single day there's one less link remaining for me. So that little chain is getting shorter. So what it means is that while we age every day, we're literally running out of time. It's like prepaid electricity. Right? That's what your life is
we
like.
All know, we all know how
that works. Yes, you know how fast it can go. And that's the thing about life. Just think back to life and you realize how quickly things went, especially when you have kids. Mm. You know, I've seen now with my boys, it feels like yesterday when they were born. And at the end of the year, they're both out of the house. You know, it's shocking how fast it went. But you know what? That is the thing about time. We gotta understand it. But when I look at one link in the chain, which represents today, and I look back at the past, can I change the past?
Absolutely not.
Nope. I cannot change the past. I can't go back into the past. There's only one thing I can do with the past, and that is learn from it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yet sometimes we choose not to. So experience and wisdom comes from learning from the past. I need to learn from mistakes and I need to learn from the things I did right. That's the only thing I can do with the past, right? Because I cannot change it. What happened, happened. The mistakes I made, made. But I can learn from those mistakes. And that is the critical thing that we need to understand. And now if we look at this link, which is today, and I want to jump forward into the future, can I go into the future? Can I travel in time?
Oh, well,
Nope, not yet.
Definitely not yet.
Maybe one day someone will develop a way how we can do it. But at the moment, that technology doesn't exist yet. So I can't move into the future. Okay? Can I change the future?
Well, we can do something about what we do in the future.
That's right.
There's some form of change to it then,
yes,
isn't it?
I change the future today. Mm. So the things I do today determines my future tomorrow. So my choices I make today and the things I do today determines my future. So I change the future. Willem, I create my future. And that is what I've got to understand. So I have 24 hours in the day that is like a little box that determines how my future is going to look. That is really what we do. So we create our future. It's God's creative power that he placed inside of us that we exercise to create who we want to become. That is the value of today. So once I start understanding how important today is, then I start understanding how my actions and my choices affect my future.
Anton, so it seems, okay, we in our introduction to this episode, we said that, you know, how successful people, very successful people seem to be able to use their time more effectively or better. Mm. And it seems that successful, you know, that's where we say, what are they applying to use their time more efficiently, better? Is that called time management? Is that what we refer to as time management?
Well, time management is actually an oxymoron, right? So because time can't be managed. Right. Time will move at the same rate, whether I do all my best to manage or whatever. I cannot manage time. I can only manage myself. Okay. So time can't be managed. It can only be used. So when we talk about time management, we are actually not talking about the management of time. We are talking about the management of ourselves. That is what's important. So we have to understand that we have limited time. Okay. So as I said already in the previous question, you know, we run out of time every day. There's a cap. I don't have forever in front of me. Right. I've got limited time. And I must use that time that I have to make the difference. So time management per se refers to me managing my life and managing my daily habits to use time better. So it all comes back to me and what I do on a daily basis, because that is how I create a successful tomorrow.
Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Introducing the Plumbing Industry Registration Board Company Registration Portal. Now you can register your company to have access to more benefits, including purchasing and allocating certificates of compliance to your PRB registered employees. Visit www.pirb.co.za to find out more information. Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy-to-follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
Anton, so you keep coming back to the value of today.
That's right.
The 24 hours that I have each day is what makes me successful or not quite.
Well, Willem, let's first of all get one thing clear. We actually don't have 24 hours in a day. Mm. Did you know that? Yes, we say a day is 24 hours long, but we don't have the use of 24 hours a day because 8 of those hours we have to sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
If you don't sleep enough, you're not going to be very successful either. But we basically, let's say we sleep for 8 hours a day. And let's say we work for 8 hours a day, which is time that I can actually use. But for the purposes of what I want to explain to you now, is actually something that's not within my control. So I have to work 8 hours a day. And then let's say to get there and to get back takes another 2 hours of my day. So I effectively have 6 hours, right? Am I right?
It may even
about
be less.
6 hours. Maybe even less because I waste time sitting on the toilet and brushing my teeth and bathing and showering and eating and all those type of things,
yeah.
You know, which is like essential things, which I have to do, which yeah. I don't really control. Mm. So let's be realistic and say you got 4 hours in the day, which is over and above the hours that's booked to you already. So
yes.
4 hours in a day that you control. Right. And as those 4 hours, that's going to, how you use it, that determines your success in life. Okay, so what do I use that time for? You see, what a lot of us do is we park in front of the TV because now we've had a hard day at work. So I just go park on the couch, sit in front of the TV with something in my hand to drink, and I'm just parking.
Mm.
Right. And actually what I'm doing is I'm wasting precious time.
Yeah.
Yes, we do need to wind down and get our heads clear and stuff. But we need to find ways to do that as well that is more efficient.
Mm.
Okay, because if I really understand how precious my time is, then I can understand that I can't waste it. So 4 hours, right? So what I learned over the years, and this is something that I teach to people, is the concept of the power hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I want you to do in your life is identify the one thing that you're extremely passionate about. Okay? So if you are married and you have kids, then that should be one of the things, your family, right? So when you got those 4 hours, give one of those hours to your family, quality time, not just where we are together, but where we spend quality time. In other words, you take that bloody cell phone and you put it away. Spend quality time with your spouse, spend quality time with your kids. 1 hour a day, that's all it takes, man. You know, that is something that I've seen in successful kids at school, people who achieve success, you can go look and it's 90% of the time they are successful because they've got a stable home where their parents are spending quality time with them. You know, where you ask each other, so tell me about your day.
Mm.
What happened? You know, when that person walks into the house, be happy to see them.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I've got a little dog at home, a little Dachshund, a Daxi, and she's a lockdown baby. But that dog, if I'm out of the house for an hour and I get back, she celebrates like it's the first time in her life that she sees me. I'm seriously, she's so happy to see me. And you know how good that makes me feel. So imagine I can react like that when my wife gets home or when my kids get home and I can make them feel that special. Yes, I'm glad to see you.
Mm.
How was your day? 1 hour, it's called a power hour for your family.
Mm.
And then you take something else that's really important to you and you give an hour to that. So the one thing in your life that you're very passionate about, you give an hour to that, power hour. The one thing in your life that's going to make you successful, you give an hour to that. That's your power hour. That power hour, Willem, changes your life.
The power hour, Anton, it sounds powerful.
Yeah, it's cool, eh?
It sounds powerful, the power hour.
Yeah.
What exactly, just elaborate a little bit on that, please.
Okay, what it's about, Willem, is about consistent use of your time. So you go look at successful people in life, you will find that they all have consistently allocated time in their day towards the thing that made them successful. So that consistency has got a few things. Number one, your power hour is future focused. In other words, you want value in the future. So you spend time on the things that's going to give you benefit in the future. That's why family is important. Okay, and the other things you're passionate about. The second thing about the power hour is it happens every day. Right.
That's where consistency comes.
It's consistency. So you cannot skip. The third thing is it comes first before anything else. So that is at the top of your priority list. So what it means is you allocate a time a day that's going to work for you. If that is first thing in the morning from 5 to 6 that you want to do something, then that's what you do. But you allocate the time for it. Okay. And then the fourth thing is it creates your future. So the time that you spend consistently like that changes your future. And I'm going to give you a few examples now. First of all, I'm going to tell you about a guy called Nas Botha.
Uh-huh.
Most people know about Nas Botha. He was the record point scorer for the Springboks in South Africa for many, many years. He was a phenomenal kicker, good fly-off, and phenomenal rugby player. But what Nas Botha did was he practiced every single day of his life on his kicking.
Sure.
So even when he had practices with the team, what will happen is he'll go to the practice, he'll attend the practice with the team, and then when the guys are done and they all go home, Nas is on the field, he has a bag of balls, and he kicks for an hour, extra hour. On holidays, he would kick an hour. Christmas, Nas is out there 1 hour a day busy kicking. Right. He used to say the champions train when others rest.
Yeah.
And what we got to understand is he's not kicking a million balls in one day and now he's a good kicker. He's kicking maybe 100 balls on one day, but he does that every day.
Yeah.
And that's what made him good. Okay. I had an example of a kid that was at school with me, and I want to tell you this story. It's a phenomenal story about this young boy. He came into the school where I was, and he didn't have a very good self-esteem. He was very average in everything. So he was an average sportsman, an average academic, and he didn't really excel in anything. Okay, he was just there because he didn't really believe in himself. Mm. And then when I presented this lesson about the power hour in grade 9 to this boy, something just clicked in him. It just suddenly made sense. So he decided there's two things that he's passionate about. The one was he wanted to become an engineer, and the other one was he wanted to become a good rugby player. Right, so those are the two things. At that stage, his academics were in the low 80s. He would get like an 80% average. So he's about 25 in the grade, which is not bad, which is brilliant for someone like me. I would be celebrating with that, but for him it was average. Okay? And rugby-wise, he was an A-side player, but just for his school. He wasn't excelling or anything like that. So that boy, from the following week, changed his whole life around. He worked out a routine for himself. So now at school, you normally have your school in the morning from about 7:30 till about 2:00. And then you will have your normal in-sport practices till about 4:00, you know, and that's a typical school day for most kids. So what this boy did was he started waking up at 5 in the morning, every morning. So at 5 in the morning, he'll start his day with a quick little quiet time, and then he will start training. So he bought a pull-up bar in his house, and he put that up by the door, and he started doing pull-ups, sit-ups, and push-ups. You know, just body weight training. And he did that for an hour. Initially, he couldn't do a lot of pull-ups. He couldn't do a lot of sit-ups, pull-ups, but he did it consistently. Okay. In actual fact, just to give you, I'll get to these improvement notes just now. But initially, he could do about 3 pull-ups. Right? Pull-up is difficult. But he did now every day, and he tried to do more and more and more. Okay? So that's from 5 to 6, he did that. Then he would get ready for school. He'd go to school. After school, he go do his normal practice. And then from 4 to 5 in the afternoon, he does speed training. So he just worked on his speed. So that's a second hour a day that he's giving to his physical development. Then he gets home. He does his homework. Finish. He does his supper. And then after supper, he takes 1 hour just to work on his academics. So this is now over and above his homework.
He's got several power hours.
I'm telling you, Willem, this guy was so disciplined. But sure. It really is an inspiration to me. But then anyway, so he had that extra hour. Then I think he said to me it was from 9 to 10 at night that he would then take. And how he would do that is he would take each subject. He had 7 subjects. So he would take each subject except for life orientation, so at least 6 subjects, and he would spend 10 minutes on each subject, just going over the work that he learned that morning, make sure he understands everything, and he studies it again. You know, so that boy, in 2 years' time, right, his academics increased from 80% in grade 9 to 96% at the end of grade 11. Sure. He was a Duck Scholar of his school.
Yeah.
So he easily got into his engineering. In fact, he eventually got a distinction for engineering, cum laude honors for his engineering degree. Right. Just by applying these principles, by working every day academically. Physically, sports-wise, from being a normal A-side player at school, he eventually made the South African All-Star 7 team. He went to Dubai and to the USA in his matric year. Understand? So this guy worked himself up on every single level. He was proof to me that you can achieve if you are willing to work hard enough and consistently enough. Yes, we cannot always everyone become South African players. but we can do well. And that is the power of the power hour.
I just wanted to get back to that just now. I just wanted to say, you know, he obviously, yes, he worked hard. He put in all the effort, but he effectively used the time to his available, time to his avail.
Yes.
And that is what it boils down to.
Correct. Yeah.
How does this relate to a person in a business environment?
That's the thing now. You know, we're talking sports and academics now. Mm. The guys who are listening to this podcast are already working.
Yeah, they're plumbers
and they're out there. But this is the whole concept of CPD. Right. So in the plumbing industry, CPD is sometimes a swearing word. Just like in every professional. In every profession, you know, you got CPD, continuous professional development.
Yeah.
Right. So even as a teacher, teachers have CPD. So they got to get their points to get registered. For a teacher, they have to acquire, I think it's 200 points in a 3-year cycle. Right. So it's quite a lot of points. So it's a lot of things you got to do to develop. But that is, if you understand this concept of the power hour, then you understand the concept of continuous professional development. In other words, I must allocate an hour a day to do something that will make me better in my job. This is over and above my normal workouts. If I can do that, in other words, some way how I can improve myself. That is CPD, improving myself. Okay. If you look at our purpose in life, what is your purpose in life? Why are you on this planet? I believe you are here to become the best person we could be, to become the person we were created to be so that we could make the maximum impact in the world around us. That's our purpose. Right. We need to impact the world. But I can only achieve that purpose through continuous development of myself, through consistent use of my time on the things that is important. Okay, just to explain that. Let's say clean teeth is one of the priorities in your life. You want good dental hygiene. Now, you've got two options. You can go on the 1st of January and you can go stand in your bathroom and you can brush your teeth for the whole day. Right? I can promise you, even if you had brushed your teeth for 12 hours or 24 hours, by the 3rd of January, your breath is going to stink.
And
you're going to have sore gums as well, but your breath is going to stink. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's about brushing your teeth every morning and every evening. Mm-hmm. That is how I maintain good hygiene, by having that consistency. And now the same thing for me to become the person I was created to be.
Yeah.
The things that's important to me, I need to do every day. I must allocate time to that and really build on that. So guys, I want to say to you, we've got limited time. Mm. Our time is running out on this planet. How I use the time I have will determine the footprint that I leave on this planet.
Anton, what a powerful statement to end this episode off. We're talking about time running out, and we're drawing to a close of this episode because we're running out of time. I hope that it carries a lot of value to our audience out there. We spoke about CPD and the fact that that helps allocate that time to CPD to continuously professionally develop yourself in your profession, in your career, whether you're a plumber or any other skilled tradesperson or any other, you have any other career or occupation for that matter. Allocate that time. Use it effectively. We have so little of it. And, you know, that's, to me, this conversations like these have a lot of value. And I hope it has the same value to the audience.
Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Don't forget to download the all new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
Are you a tradesperson or a trading company that is looking for a platform to market your services? Let Articulated speed up the process for you. You can use our podcast to sell your services. Email us for a quote at organizer@articulated.co.za. You can also visit our website at www.articulated.co.za.
Once again, I want to thank you for coming in, and I want to give you the opportunity to say one last word of motivation or inspiration to our audience.
Thank you, Willem. What I want to leave you with is a question. Are you really living, or are you just alive? Mm. If you are really living, then you are intentional about fulfilling your purpose, about becoming the best person you can be. And that is what I want to leave you with. Use your time to become the person you were created to be, because you can impact this world. That's what we want. Have a great day. Cheers.
Have a great day, you listener out there. We'll definitely chat to you again next time.
Just before we say goodbye, have a listen to this. We'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook, not only to find out more about the Man in the Van podcast, but also to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber. Finally, it's time to switch off this engine. Cheerio.
Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion.